Hi, this is Joe Patty. Thanks for listening to WRTI Online. This service is made possible through the support of WRTI's members. You can become a member, too. Since you're already online, just visit www.wrti.org and click the Become a Member link. You can also join us by phone at 1-866-809-9784. Your membership will help keep WRTI's broadcast and online services strong. And again, thank you. Now, on with the show.
Minas, Patricia King and Orlando Haddad.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, and Patricia, welcome once again. It's
nice
delightful
to see you.
And I'm all excited because you're appearing at the World Cafe this Saturday evening. Tell us a little bit about the program. It's very, very interesting.
Well, we're starting the concert at 7:30, where we're going to perform all Brazilian original style music that Orlando and I have written in the 25 years that we've lived in Philadelphia. And there will be a Brazilian dinner served, a Brazilian chef coming in and cocktails. And, you know, very more, you know, concentrated music. And then at the break, they will clear the tables and the dancers will come in for our second set in costume. Beautiful dancers and drums, and we'll start a dance set. And that will also be all original music, but it turns into a party.
It's a real party. Who are some of the artists that will be appearing with you?
Well, we have some guests coming in from New York. Ciro Batista, who is the most famous Brazilian percussionist in the world today. He's played with Herbie Hancock and Paul Simon and
Yo-Yo Ma.
He did that record, Obrigado Brasil.
Oh, that wonderful one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We also have some people from Philadelphia, John Swana, Tony Salacandro, and Jim Steger.
Gerald Veasley.
Gerald Veasley.
Oh, yes, also very big names. And you have been around the area now, Patricia, you said, what, 25 years here in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And Orlando, you are a teacher as well at the University of the Arts for many years. And you have a mission with your music, I think. It's more than just playing music that you love and bringing it to the public, but there is something much deeper than that.
We pretty much educate the public about the culture of Brazil, which we love. We go in schools and we perform for school children. About 500,000 kids have seen our programs, educational programs about Brazil.
Have you impacted on their lives in any particular way other than, of course, teaching them about the world outside?
Well, I always hear from students later, you know, I never heard this music before, and I'm a fan of Brazil, and I was in Brazil, things like that. It's really rewarding to hear.
Well, I think the Brazilian, the beat and the style has certainly crept into pop music now and jazz.
Definitely.
I mean, it's very, very popular in jazz as well, very mm-hmm. sophisticated. Mm-hmm. And you have a new album that's coming out as well.
We do. We're actually celebrating 25 years in Philadelphia with the release of two records later on this year. One is going to be with Big Band and Strings, and the other is just the two of us. One is with 40 or so musicians, and the other is just very simple. Patricia and I, very acoustic, and all original music.
All original music. Now, what is the makeup of the ensemble, basically, instrumentally?
For the Big Band and Strings,
yes.
It's pretty much that. You know, we have a core group, Minas, the core group, with the bass and drums and percussion, guitar and piano. And then we have a string section. 24 or so players.
My goodness, yes.
And then a full big band.
What was the reason for that? I mean, did you feel that you wanted to explore mixing that up or what? You know, after all, you started as a small ensemble, right?
Right. Well, this was a collaboration with the late Bill Zucagni, who was an arranger in Philadelphia. And he loves Brazilian music. And for many years, we had talked about the project, and we finally did this. Before he passed away, and his arrangements are lush. I mean, they're just so beautiful, and they really bring the music out. So,
and you are a composer as well, Patricia, right?
Right, right. And in fact, he did take one of the songs that I wrote, "Only the Moon and the Stars," and made the arrangement for this, and he just really brought the piece out.
Now, you were both educated here in the United States. You're both mm-hmm. from the same area, is that right?
Well, we both met at North Carolina School of the Arts
uh-huh.
together. Orlando coming from Brazil, and I grew up in Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Okay, that's a little far from Brazil.
And I came from Brazil to go to college. You know, I heard of the North Carolina School of the Arts.
It's one of the finest, yes.
And they changed their name now. It's called the University of North Carolina School
really,
of the Arts.
Really, because I had heard about it for classical music mm-hmm. as well.
Right, right.
And that's what they had. They had very little jazz there at the time. We had to learn our jazz on our own.
Okay, you've hit a very sensitive subject. Can you learn jazz? Can you learn jazz specifically, or is it really music and then jazz?
I think it's both. I think you could just go to school for jazz, and you know, schools like Berklee and the University of the Arts here in Philadelphia are mainly commercial music and jazz-oriented schools. But having a classical education, I also have a master's from Temple, from Esther Boyer College of Music.
In
composition.
Oh, no, I thought you're a percussionist, though, aren't
I
you?
I do play percussion and I teach percussion, but...
It wasn't enough.
My area is composition. That, you know, encompasses everything else. It's a broader vision.
So, Patricia, were you always interested in composing, or...?
Well, it's interesting. From the very beginning, when I started playing the piano as a very young child, I just found it easier to make music up than to read it. I guess I was lazy.
Right.
But I just, you know, from 5 or 6 years old, I was pounding out my own tunes on the piano. I would hear something that my sisters were learning in a lesson, and I would go and make up my own tune based on that.
So how many have you actually written in terms of things that you've recorded? There's quite a bit. You've got quite a discography there, don't you?
I guess we have recorded some 30, 40 compositions, but I have, I guess, hundreds sitting on the shelf.
In terms of publishing and so on, is anything available if someone wanted to?
We've published ourselves. We own a record company, our own label, and our own publishing company. It's called Blue Azul Music and Blue Azul Records. But people can go on our website if...
Which is what?
It's www.minasmusic.com, M-I-N-A-S as in Sam.
Yes, Minas you were Music. Saying, Orlando, before we went on the air that it's a very beautiful area, Minas. You're from there?
That's right. It's called Minas Gerais, and it's west of Rio de Janeiro. It's south of Bahia. East of Brasilia and north of São Paulo.
I think there's been a song written about all of those places, actually. So is it more suburban or agricultural?
It's more agricultural. It's famous for its mines, and hence the name
Minas. I see.
Mines, Minas Gerais, the general mines from Portugal. They uh-huh. discovered gold, diamonds, and all kinds of semi-precious stones.
Really?
But it's also big in the coffee uh-huh. industry.
That's also diamonds, I guess, in terms of money.
Black diamonds.
Daily diamonds.
Yes. So, again, you're going to be at the World Cafe. That's the University of Pennsylvania.
Right.
And what time does that start again?
7:30 for the concert and Brazilian dinner and cocktails. And then we will break in the middle and tear the tables down and start
have
our dance
ball,
party.
Right? Yeah,
10:30 and do it Brazilian style with colorful costumes. Samba dancers and drumming.
What are some of the original Brazilian dances? I mean, are they, samba's one, is that really from Brazil?
It
yes,
is.
Yes, it comes from Simba, from Africa, and I guess it started out as a, it was sort of a dance where they touched their navels together.
Right.
It was a sort of ritualistic type mm-hmm. of dance, which... Later, I guess, evolved into a more popular dance, a samba. And it's not any particular steps. It's more of a loose style of moving
rocking
your body.
Kind of. But I was wondering, the Brazilian beat is really mm-hmm. a samba beat, isn't it?
Right. It really is
as
samba.
As opposed to a tango, say.
Right. The samba has many derivatives. Mm-hmm. There's a new one now called axé, which is very, it mixes with reggae and some R&B. And the dances are different.
I think that has happened with all cultural, you know, folk music. I mean, mm-hmm. it has the contemporary pop style has infiltrated.
Right.
So we're going to listen now to another original one. It's called Primavera, which is spring. Is that by you again, Patricia?
This is by Orlando, who wrote it.
It's hard to keep track, okay? Now, this is on your newest album, right?
Primavera is actually on the first CD we made in Philadelphia called Dreams of Brazil.
And this is available through your website, is
through
that
our
right?
website, minasmusic.com.
We hope that you will continue entertaining as you have, Minas. The best to you both.
Thank you so much, Jill. It's wonderful
Thank
to
you
see
so
you.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.